This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the past decade, the death rate among Americans with AIDS has slowed. But new drugs and prevention campaigns are not helping everyone who has the disease. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says African American women are disproportionately at risk. Black women account for some 72% of new HIV/AIDS cases. Overall, African Americans account for 54% of new AIDS cases, though they represent just 13% of the population. Phil Wilson is the director of Black AIDS Institute of Los Angeles. He says the AIDS epidemic is growing among people who are more dependent on public prevention programs, but he says there's not enough money for those programs to keep pace.
The funds are drying up. Now, we are spending less per person on treatment today than we were 4 years ago. We are spending less on prevention today than we were 4 years ago if you factor in inflation and the fact that more people are vulnerable than there were 4 years ago.
Your organization, the Black AIDS Institute, found that black women account for 72% of new HIV and AIDS cases. There was a time when community leaders were afraid to talk about AIDS for fear that it might further stigmatize black Americans and all black Americans if the disease was linked to drug abuse, to high incarceration rates, to the prevalence of sex outside of marriage. But are you finding now that there are actually socioeconomic factors that contribute to the spread of the disease?
Well, yes. Clearly, you know, when people don't have access to proper education and they don't have access to proper health care, they become more vulnerable to HIV. You put on top of that, you know, unstable relationships and unstable family environments that are driven by poverty, and you create an environment that is a perfect mechanism to spread HIV in a community.
Black women are 20 times more likely to acquire AIDS or HIV than white women, up to 5 times more likely than Latino women. What accounts for that?
Well, the reason why black women are more vulnerable than Latino or white women are, number one, the high incarceration rate of black men, that you have mass incarceration of black men, and that makes black women vulnerable. A large number of prisoners go into prison HIV negative, but come out HIV positive. In addition to that, given, you know, the quote-unquote war on drugs, a large percentage of the prison population is in prison for drug-related charges, and exchanging needles is a form of transmitting HIV. We have policies that don't allow for funding of needle exchange programs. As a result, a high percentage of drug users are HIV positive.
So you've talked about drug use, you've talked about incarceration, you've talked about lack of education and prevention efforts. Is there another factor, something that's frequently called living on the down low, the idea that black women get involved with black men who secretly lead a gay lifestyle? Is that also a factor? And if you could also help us understand this, because many have a hard time understanding why this phenomenon is more common in the black community. Why would black women be more at risk, say, than white women or Indian women or any other women?
Well, it's interesting. The discussion around the down low kind of took mainstream in the media last year. And the truth of the matter is that there is no evidence to suggest that the phenomenon of men being sexually active with both men and women and not disclosing that to their female partners, there's no evidence to suggest that that is more common in black communities than it is in any other community. Does it exist? Absolutely. But no one yet understands the magnitude of the phenomenon.
So as researchers, as activists, as scientists look at this picture, what conclusions do they come to, and what steps need to be taken to reverse these numbers?
The important thing to realize is that the AIDS epidemic is not over, and it's particularly not over in black America. The only way we're going to stop this epidemic in black community is to develop appropriate infrastructure and capacity. We need to have a mass mobilization in black communities, and we need to have the capacity for black institutions across all sectors. I'm talking about churches and fraternities and civil rights organizations and elected officials and black media all coming together to mobilize the community around HIV and AIDS. And we're starting to see that happen, that a number of major organizations are starting to put HIV AIDS on their agenda.
Phil Wilson, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Phil Wilson is the director of the Black AIDS Institute.